Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe, it's our pleasure.
Yes, to bring in the mayor of the city of Hartford, running for re-election on the Democratic side, Mayor Luke Broden. Mayor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Doing well. How are you?
We're good, thanks. Several debates this week. What did you think was the biggest message you wanted to get across as you talked to people both on Fox 61 and Channel 8?
Sure. I think the biggest message is pretty simple. It's that we have so much more work to do, but you know, for the first time in a long, long time, the city of Hartford has a path. We've got a plan. We're starting to get a little bit of momentum, and we have to keep the work going, and I hope to get the chance to keep doing it.
Well, it's okay. There were some remarks that were made, for example, about schools and closing schools, and I guess you took a lot of heat from one of the candidates about that, one of your competitors. What was that all about?
Well, you guys know we had to make a lot of really difficult decisions, and we didn't shy away from those decisions, but we went out into the community. Right. We had honest conversations. We did things that should have been done years ago. You know, with our neighborhood schools, when former Mayor Perez was mayor, our neighborhood schools really got abandoned and neglected. Yeah. And so you had declining enrollment at neighborhood school after neighborhood school, and we had schools that were half empty or had fewer students than that. So we had to consolidate schools, and our message is we're going to focus on a smaller number of better neighborhood schools. That's why we've invested in Weaver High School and bringing that back to life, and right now renovating the historic neighborhood school, Martin Luther King School, and then reclaimed another school, JMA, up on Tower Avenue, which was a magnet, and making that a neighborhood middle school. So I think I'm the first to say we've had to do some really difficult things, but we did the things that mayors before me, I wish it had the courage to do.
I know.
Mayor, obviously one issue, and you've addressed it, but I'd like to hear more now, is obviously there's too much crime in the city of Hartford. What can be done on a short-term and then a long-term basis to solve this problem?
So we've done a number of things. The first thing is to rebuild our police force. You know, when I took office, the city of Hartford had not recruited enough police officers for a long time. And
right.
So we had a whole bunch of officers reaching retirement age right at the same time. We've recruited over 100 police officers. We've got a class in the academy right now. It's, I think, the most diverse recruit class that the city's ever hired, by the way. And we are going to continue to recruit and get those numbers up. We've invested in technology, especially cameras, that have really helped our police solve some shootings this summer and prevent some violence. And then we've built really strong partnerships with a lot of community organizations that are out there doing the work every day of trying to de-escalate situations. You know, I think there's two main efforts that we're working on. One is the daily work of trying to intervene and de-escalate, you know, identify issues that may escalate into violence and try to get ahead of them and stop them. The longer term work is the harder work, but it's vital. And it's recognizing that, you know, the roots of violence in a city like Hartford and cities across the country is in the deep, deep trauma that's caused by decades of violence. And trying to work with our healthcare providers, our mental health providers, our community organizations to deal with that trauma on an individual basis over the longer term is a big part of making a change year over year.
And that's expensive.
Well, I think more than expensive, it's about asking organizations and people to work collaboratively in a way that they haven't before. You know, making sure that when somebody, for example, is a victim of violence and they go into a hospital to get their physical wounds treated, that they're not just getting their physical wounds treated, but there's an opportunity to get somebody to sit down and work with them to work through the trauma that came, not just from that incident of violence, but from everything that came before.
Yeah. I mean, hold grudges and they just go back and forth and go. To what extent are drugs involved?
Drugs are absolutely involved. Many, many times, the connection to drugs is that there's a dispute over a drug deal. There's a robbery, for example, of a drug dealer, or a robbery during a drug deal, or there's some kind of dispute that arises. That's certainly been something we've seen. a lot of the violence that we've seen has been very, very personal. It's been about a personal dispute, whatever the cause, whether the cause right. is, you know, a relationship of some kind or whether the cause is a drug deal. It's very personal disputes that escalate. And because there are so many guns out there, they turn deadly or near deadly too often.
Talking with Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin. And as we said before, Luke and Stan accepted our offers to come. We're not heard hard from here from the other two candidates, right. So they're lost. We're glad we could bring the mayor.
You're welcome on anytime you want.
I know, and we know you're busier. You would have been in with studio with us since 8:30. If you are elected to another term, what will be? Will you have an agenda? You want to get stuff done the first 30 days, the first 60 days, and how different is the campaign running for re-election than running for election in the first case?
Look, I wouldn't measure our progress in 30 days or 60 days. We're doing the work of years, and you know we're getting this capital city moving and growing for the first time in a long time. It's definitely different running for re-election because, look, as I said at the start, we've had to do some really tough things. You know, we inherited one of the biggest crises our city's ever faced, and we had to ask a lot of people to get the city on track, and we had to make some very tough decisions. And we are now at a place where, you know, we've built a fragile stability, but we've got to protect it. We've got to defend it. We've got to stay disciplined, and we've got to grow. So, you know, one of the things we're focusing a lot on is economic development, and that's economic development of all kinds. You know, just this past week, we announced that another global leader in IT and digital transformation is making Hartford the home for their innovation center. This is Galaxy Solutions. They work closely with Cigna. They plan to bring and grow hundreds of jobs right here in Hartford. And the same week we toured the Parkville Market out on Park and Bartholomew, where there's going to be, you know, a Chelsea Market style food court that's featuring dozens of local food vendors and you know, showcasing the diversity of our cuisine. Those are two examples of, you know, the range of economic development, but I could give you dozens more. We're working to try to lift up the entire city and get growth going, because over the long term, that's the key.
When you're walking, and you do campaign, I don't know how many miles you put on your shoes, but I know you're walking neighborhoods a lot. When you knock on the door, talk to these folks, what are they telling you, the citizens?
Well, look, I knock on doors and walk our neighborhoods even when it's not campaign time. I do it every
but it makes for a good commercial.
Every month, and not surprisingly, the things you hear are the things that touch people most closely. It's not budgets. It's things like speed bumps lighting. And we've done a lot of work in those areas. We just put a whole bunch of speed bumps in. And it used to be that when you put a speed bump in, if you happen to know somebody in City Hall, you might get a speed bump. We changed that, and we went out to the neighborhood revitalization zones and neighborhood organizations, and we said, you tell us where you think they ought to be. You prioritize them, and we'll work with you. We converted all of the street lights in the city to LED. So they're not just cheaper, more cost-effective, and more environmentally friendly, but they're also brighter.
Yeah, it's better light.
So, you know, little things like that are the things that people care most about. And I'm the first to say there are plenty of areas there where we've got to do more and do better.
But at least nobody's talking about rats, right?
Well, that's an issue. It's an issue in every city. We budgeted for some additional rodent inspectors this year. It's an issue partly because the winters have been a little bit warmer and partly because of construction that's going on. But, you know, I talk to mayors around the country. It's an issue. It seems like there's a connection to climate.
Yeah.
But that's something we've...
Look,
one of the things I try to do, anytime there's a problem, I will not hesitate to acknowledge it. And when we fall short, I will not hesitate to say we're falling short.
Mayor, as always, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Good talking to you.
Thank you.
Mayor Luke Bronin.
He said he wants to be on all the time. We could co-host.
I could use a host next week. So
yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Is he doing anything next week?
Probably not. Not after Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.